Having the right motives and the right intent is super important. When you go about things for the wrong reasons, it won't work out the way that you desire to. I think that's super important. When you're focused on your purpose and trusting God with the rest, everything else will take care of itself.
Welcome to the Generation Youth Podcast, where we ignite the future by empowering our youth. I'm James McLamb, your host, founder, and CEO of Generation Youth, and the author of the best-selling book, Tomorrow's Youth. Whether you're a parent, an educator, youth pastor, or coach, join us as we dive into the pressing issues facing our young people today. Together, we'll unlock the strategies, insights, and inspiration to elevate and equip our next generation. Stay with us, and let's make a difference. One youth at a time. Welcome to the Generation Youth Podcast. I'm your host, James McLamb. I'm here with another guest of the recent Igniting the Next Generation Summit, my new friend, Travis Wilson. How are you doing, Travis?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you again for being part of the summit. Had more views, more exposure than beforehand. So, and we're really trying to figure out how to repackage all that content and use it again. So thank you for being a part of that.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Well, Travis, my audience hates for me to talk about the guests. They would rather hear the guests share about themselves. So if you wouldn't mind, introduce yourself to the Generation Youth audience.
So my name is Travis Wilson. I'm actually from Salisbury, North Carolina. So I don't know if many of you are in the North Carolina area. It's actually 45 minutes from Charlotte, North Carolina. So one of the largest cities in North Carolina. Graduated from Liberty University, you see on the hat. So it's a Christian institution in Lynchburg, Virginia. So I love that. Graduated in 2011, where I majored in sport management. So the intent was during that time was to coach basketball during that time. But currently I work in college admissions and at the University of Alabama. And so my job is just focused on helping people grow academically.
Before we get into it, how in the world did you get connected with Alabama? A North Carolina boy getting connected with an SEC school in Alabama. What's up with that?
It was a process, man. It's a process. It's a God thing too, but definitely a process. So it was a number of decisions that I made over time. And you know how it is when you're young. Right, you make dumb decisions along the way. You find yourself
vaguely remember being young. Yeah.
So you find yourself making constant decisions. So for me, I started out in sales, and so during my junior year in college, I worked at JCPenney, and so that's where my sales journey began. And so from that point, I began working in banking, and then translated to fitness industry, working in fitness sales there, and then from that point, transitioned over to admissions. Crazy thing how that worked out, though. Was during my time in banking, I would have a conversation with my coworker, and I just felt led to, like, I was always encouraging her, right? And she said, have you ever thought about being in counseling? I was like, huh? You know what? That's a good idea. So from that point, I started applying for college admissions jobs and had an opportunity, first opportunity at Mars Hill University, where I was.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So outside of Asheville. Yep. And I was there for 3 years. And then from that point, transitioned to High Point University, working in admissions there, and then spent time there, had the opportunity. I was at a point in my life where I wanted more flexibility. And so for me, I had the opportunity, got an opportunity at Alabama. Here we are.
There you go. I know exactly where Mars Hill, one of my best friends from college, is a native from Madison County in Mars Hill. So I know exactly where you are.
Good old Mars Hill. Okay.
I know exactly that area as well. Travis, one of the things that I enjoyed about connecting with you and the conversations we had is the dedication you have not only to encourage people with your life and show them the light that is inside of you, but also a life of service. And you and I were talking about this beforehand, how I've recently been rereading a book about purpose in youth, and I feel like those two are tied together. So in your opinion, in working with youth, I know you were a private school basketball coach as well for a while, and have worked with youth both on a high school level, maybe middle school as well, but also in college now. Why is service so important to us that work with youth?
Like, as you stated, you know, I've worked with the youth for years, like as you stated, as a basketball coach, varsity basketball coach for years. Currently, I actually volunteer with a basketball team in the area. So varsity basketball team in the area as a volunteer coach, well, character coach, I should say. And so I've been with youth, and not to mention my current job. So being with the youth is what I do, right? And so for me, I feel like service, in order for you to really understand what service is, you have to understand the importance of humility, understanding that life is bigger than yourself. At the end of the day, think about it. If you were to, in order for you to truly have a heart of service, you have to have humility. And so recognizing and understanding that aspect, then you'll be able to truly have the necessary service necessary, recognizing that life is bigger than yourself.
Do you see a tie between those two terms of service and purpose in life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to serve in order for you to be able to fulfill the purpose that God has given you.
Mm.
You have to be able to serve.
One of the premises of this book, you know, that they talk about was how that youth today, and this book is at least a decade and a half over, but really the premise of it is that youth are not finding their calling in life. They're not finding purpose in their life. And as a result, it's leading them to chase after temporary things.
Money,
enjoyment, pleasure, game. You know, gaming could be an example of that. But not having that intrinsic long-term purpose and stuff. Why is it so important for us to want to instill into them?
Well, we all, especially us as adults, we've been through what they're going through right now as the youth,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we want to be able to help them to overcome and avoid the mistakes that we had made, right? And far too often, I think this is where social media comes into play. We get so enamored by social media, the Hollywood superstars, the athlete, our friends, our parents' friends who have all of these different things, money, cars, the careers, the fine looking wife or the good looking husband or all these great jobs, thinking that that is the goal, right? And as a result, what they're doing is that they're choosing careers based off of the dream, the American dream, right? As opposed to fulfilling purpose. Just because you have the dream that you're looking for, doesn't mean that that is the purpose that you have to move forward with. And so there's three things I typically, and if you don't mind, there's three things I tell students about in order for them to really find that major. Now, there's a lot of students out there that don't know what they want to major in. Number one, right, is to figure out what is the God-given gifts that they have. Understand what those gifts are. You may have natural gifts to be a teacher because you love kids. Right. Once you figure that out, then you want to figure out, okay, what the gift that I have? Can that gift, what is the group of people? So what are the group of people that I want to help? Right. So let's say, for example, like I just said, kids, and how can I serve them? So those three things are super important. Figuring out the gift, what kind of the group of people that I have a longing to help. And can I help people with the gift that I have? I think that's super important. And once you figure that out, then you can understand, okay, that is my purpose.
All right. I love those. And I think, I hope someone is writing those down like I just did. But how do they find what their God-given gifts are? I mean, we talk about those all the time with young people. Hey, you need to figure out who you are. The Fuller Institute did a study a few years ago, released a book called The Three Big Questions. We released a book that talked about the three big issues that youth face. They're basically the same, but their questions were, and I'll relate it to what we talked about, their questions were, is who am I? We found that one of the issues is they struggle with self-image.
Okay.
Where do I belong? We found out they struggle with relationships. And why am I here? And we found out they struggle with the ability to find their purpose and set goals towards that purpose. Those are the verbiages they both use. So we all know this is a problem.
Right.
How do they do that then? How do we help them find their God-given talents? If some kid came up to you and said, I love what you're saying. Now what do I do? What are you going to tell them?
Prayer. First and foremost, prayer. Lord, give me clarity on what you desire for me to do. Help me to be cognizant. Because here's the thing. Some people may not understand what kind of God-given gifts that they may have. They're just so used to being who they are. They're just naturally who they are. So maybe someone has to reveal that to them. And that's where God comes in. So prayer is super important. Lord, make it clear to me. Bring somebody in my path that can confirm and make it clear to me what I need to be doing. For example, I was, so I didn't bring this up initially, but I'm an author of a book as well, right? And before I had written my first book, Let's Go Weekly Devotions for Godly Competition in the Game of Life, I was writing different devotionals via social media. And I was like, you know what? I felt a longing in my heart that I want to write, that if I was thinking I needed to write a book, but I wanted confirmation. So guess what I did? I began to pray. Lord, give me clarity. Give me confirmation if that is what you want me to do. Tell me why one day when I posted up made a post on social media from a sports devotional standpoint, somebody commented on my post stating, have you ever thought about writing a sports devotional? The exact thing that I prayed about.
Wow.
From that point, I began writing and I just wrote my second book. I just published my second book last August. So prayer, I think that's a big thing. Seeking help from other people, especially once you figure out what that gift is, I think it's super important to get guidance from those who are already in that arena. So if you want to be a doctor, speak to a doctor, pick their brain, get advice from them. If you want to be a nurse, pick their brain. If you want to be a teacher, you're taught by teachers all the time in school. Pick their brain. What are some pros? What are some cons? What are some things that I should look forward to? Let's be honest. What is the paycheck?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
What should I look forward to? You have to be honest and be able to ask those honest questions. And they'll be honest with you. I think that's big. Seeking counsel, not only getting advice, but actually seeking counsel. Sometimes you may not be able to move forward in the calling that God has on your life until you're able to move forward from the trauma that you're dealing with. Far too often, especially the youth, you may be coming from single family households, right? You may be dealing with a difficult financial difficulty, right? Where you don't know where your next meal is coming from. Maybe you're a senior in high school and you're like, oh man, my grades are not great, but I want to be able to go to a huge Division I school, the Division I school of my dreams. But you may not have the finances to get there, number one, or you may not get in because your grades are not high enough. So rejection, who wants to be rejected, right? Or even I should go back. Let's go back. Even in high school or middle school, you've been picked on, you've been rejected, you've been ridiculed just because of the person, because of your looks. Or maybe you have a stuttering problem. You've been picked on because of that. There's so many issues that people may have to overcome in order for them to move forward. I think that's a huge thing. And then not to mention a huge one for a lot of people is abandonment from their parents, either from their mother or father. So I think those are big things.
So what? Seeking divine help through prayer.
Yes.
Seeking mentors, someone who has been there before and can give you the information you need. And then seeking counsel to help you try to map a plan to get there. I love that. I love that.
Not to mention overcoming the emotional aspect of it as well.
Yes. And I would also think just try some things.
Yeah.
Just get out there and look for opportunities to do these types of things, to figure out what your gifts are. I know you've seen this as well. Youth are so afraid sometimes to try something new and
fear
see if, yeah, oh yeah. And it pulls them away from their ability to define what their gifts are.
Well, see, that's why there's a lot of tools out there, right? You have podcasts like this one. You have YouTube. There's literally Google. Anything you can think of from a technological standpoint to be able to help.
And then the second one on where they find who to help, I think that relates to it as well. You know, they just got to get out there and try, figure it out. I'm thinking of my own son who's 20 in college now, and how he discovered what he wants to do or what he's leaning towards right now was kind of trial and error. I was helping here. I was helping there. This is what I thought I wanted to do. Nah, this is better because of my, you know, I found a spark. I believe, and I know you do too, there's a spark inside of every young person.
Absolutely.
We just got to learn how to fan that flame, to build it up, to sustain it. It's going forward on there. So we talked to the youth on how they can help find it. So how can an adult help them find it? So a parent comes to you and say, hey, you got my kid all excited. They've listened to you, but I got to help them. Now, what do I do? What can I do?
Well, some things are just naturally taught, but that should have been naturally learned. But I will say it takes education, being able to educate the student. That's why you have the position that you have, to be able to educate and make sure that you're able to point them in the right direction so that they can point their children in the right direction. So I think education is key. Patience. I think patience is super important. Being able to be patient with your child, to be able to help them along the way, understanding, you know what, that they're kids at the end of the day. So helping them understand the importance of patience. So I think educating them and helping them understand the importance of patience, being patient with their children. And I think giving them that leeway to a certain extent to be able to help them to know, you know what, I want to lead you in the right direction, but I also want to give you that leeway to be able to make the decisions necessary to be able to grow and mature.
So they have some agency in it, yeah.
Exactly. Especially when they get to a point where they're juniors and seniors. Because at the end of the day, once they leave and go to college, number one, they're adults. But then again, they're also going to have that freedom too. So being able to know how to grow and mature early before they leave is great preparation.
Do you see a lot when you're working with potential, you know, incoming freshmen and stuff, that what they're choosing to do, what they're finding for their path of purpose is not their path of purpose?
But absolutely. It's more,
mom and dad have been telling me for years on this.
Mm-hmm. Because of them going, like you said, their parent going to a particular college. So they want to choose that particular institution because their parent went there, or a particular career path because their parent want them to go there, or they want to choose that particular career path because their parent is a part, has that career path. So those particular, those three reasons. And you have to be, that's why it's so important to find your own purpose. You can't go based off of hearsay. You can't choose an institution, a college or a community college or whatever the case may be, based off of where your parent went to college. And that's why it's super important. That's why I say what I said about the parents giving your child that leeway.
Yeah.
It's super important. And then, like I said, having to choosing the right major. Don't choose the right major because of what your parent did. And don't choose, you have to be led by and persuaded by your own mind.
That's so true. Being open-minded and supportive of those sparks of interest that your child has, to be able to support them in that. And then imparting the wisdom that you talked about, that if that seems to be something that you know without a shadow of a doubt may be a dead end. But also at the same time, being supportive and letting them, you know, take that chance if
absolutely
if it's not detrimental.
And you know, at the end of the day, as you're letting them find their way, being able to still teach them right from wrong,
yeah,
there's a difference to be able to find that proper balance. Mm.
Do you think the avenue of service helps them define their purpose as well?
Absolutely. And that's why the second thing I was mentioning to you about finding that community of long that you have a longing for is super important. Let's say, for example, if you have a longing to have a nonprofit, maybe you have a passion for helping others, maybe in the community of homelessness, those who are homeless. Maybe you saw your parents helping your kid, helping other people, homeless individuals, to be able to find shelter and all these things. And you know, you're like, you know what? That's something I have a passion for. Right. And so I think it's super important to be able to find that sense of belonging, who you have a longing to help. Is very helpful in order for you to be able to find that service.
I think sometimes that someone who is listening to us right now, a parent that's listening to us right now, may be saying, you know, my kid's just not born with a purpose mindset. They're not born with that service mindset. I've been trying to instill this in them and they're more, you know, they just reject it or just don't see the, I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I believe there's a longing inside of all of us to do something. We just got to figure out how to fan it better.
And I agree that I think the problem is, though, sometimes, to be really honest, when you're spoiled and you're coming from a spoiled background, you really sometimes you don't know what hard work is. And sometimes you have to learn the hard way, or you have to learn from another avenue.
Or on the opposite end, if you're coming from a very bad situation, you might not see the value in trying to serve others or live
absolutely
a life of purpose when the basic needs, those basic elements of life are not being met. You haven't really answered those first two questions we talked about. Who am I? You don't have a sense of identity, and you don't have a sense of belonging. I mean, knowing where your group's in.
And that's where the identity comes into play. Once you know whose you are, mm-hmm, you have an idea of what to do and how to go about doing it. And so for me, my identity is in Christ. And once I, and that's the thing, that's why I am where I am today. And that's why my focus is where it is right now, is because I know what my identity is. And so once you really figure out what your identity is, you'll be able to seek it in the right way.
And I had thought about taking it in that transition, kind of an A plus B plus C equals a successful life or a thriving life. But first of a finding your identity. And you and I share that same commonality. We found our identity through our faith, through Christ, that we've accepted to be the foundation of our life. And then for me, that led me to my tribe, my people. I found who they're. And they, you know, brought me along and excited me, which in essence led to my purpose in life.
You know, what's so crazy is that once you find your purpose, everything else and allow God to lead the way, it's a trickling down effect.
Yeah.
Prime example. I'm gonna give you a prime example. Remember I told you about how I wrote my first book, right? Then I published my second book, right? Then I had a book signing at UNC Chapel Hill, which enabled me to meet Tammy, which enabled me to meet you, which enabled me to have this opportunity with the summit, to speak at the virtual summit, which enabled me to now be here today. So once you figure out what your purpose is, then you allow God to do the rest and he'll open up those opportunities.
And it does, not only does it open up the opportunities, it allows you to see the right decisions when there's choices to be made in front of you. I remember in college where I had just finished working with a student organization and my time there that had really encompassed me 24/7 for several years, it was over with. I did not have those opportunities anymore, not in the way I wanted, but because I did have a sense of purpose of who am an identity of who I was and what I wanted to do, it was a very natural choice for me to choose. I wanted to serve youth, and I wanted to serve youth in a Christian aspect, and didn't know I was going to get into this story, but. So immediately after I got through this, I went to my best friend and said, hey, I want to serve at a camp somewhere. Do you know a conference or camp or something this summer? I don't want to work at, you know, on the farm. I want to do this. And he was like, I have a friend who works at a camp. Let's call him right now. So we called him in his dorm room. And the guy said, yeah, I'm working at camp. Matter of fact, I'm thinking of working there again this summer. Why don't you come over to this college ministry event? That there'll be several of the guys who are going to work, who are thinking about working there. You can meet them. So I went over there and I got to know these guys that night. And I was like, oh, these are really cool guys. I could hang out with them. Then out of the corner of my eye, this little 5'2", you know, reddish haired girl come walking in. I'm like, who is that? And 33 years later, we're still married. I mean, it's like,
wow.
So it kind of was just, so now there's youth listening, say, hey, if I want to get a date, I need to find my purpose in life. Well, okay, maybe, I don't know.
And I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that. Having the right motives and the right intent is super important. When you go about things for the wrong reasons, it won't work out the way that you desire to. Mm. I think that's super important. When you're focused on your purpose and trusting God with the rest, everything else will take care of itself. But sometimes we go after the wrong things for the wrong reasons, thinking that somebody else received what they received from that particular reason. And that's why it's super important for us to focus on our purpose and not try to compare. I think as we know, comparison is a thief of joy.
Yep.
And so far too often we try to reach that certain level, just like someone else did, failing to realize that we don't know what they had to encounter to get to where they are. And so I think having the right motives is super important. What is your reasoning why you want to become a doctor? What is your reasoning why you want to become a business owner? What is your reasoning why you want to be in sport ministry? What is your reasoning behind these things? And once you really figure that out, I think that's super important. And also, centering yourself around the right people is key. I think that's a big thing as well. Because the problem is that you are a product of your environment.
Right.
There's a scripture that says bad company corrupts good character, right? And so if you're centered around the wrong people, well, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to be doing the wrong things.
Yeah.
But if you're centering yourself around those like-minded individuals who really, truly have not only your best interest at heart, but also want to better themselves as well from a social, physical, mental, economic, professional standpoint, you'll be able to have that sense of, you know what? I want to better myself as well.
It's the kind of the statement that I've heard said when I was growing up that was instilled in me by a teacher. James, if you hang with turkeys, you're going to be a turkey. If you hang with eagles, you'll fly with eagles one day.
It's true, though.
You got to choose where you're going to be. And I was like, oh, where are the eagles at? And he, he said, not where you are right now, boy. You got to get out of that and find them. So,
it's true, though.
I love this conversation that we're having about this and helping youth really signify that, because I think it can lead to a life that is fulfilled, a life of thriving, a life of joy. One of the premises of the Path to Purpose book that I was reading that kind of spurred this conversation, and I've heard this otherwise, is that, you know, some folks will equate that the opposite of depression is not happiness, but it is purpose. That if you wake up in the morning and you know this is who I am and why I am here, it can help. I'm not saying by any means, I don't want anybody to get sending me nasty notes or anything, but it'll eliminate all aspects of anxiety and depression and some mental health issues. But it does give you a foundation that is stronger to be able to build a healthy lifestyle around.
Yeah. And look at your coaches. There's a lot of coaches out there. They're like, you know what? This is not a job to me because I love what I do. Now, just like anything, you're going to have ups and downs. That's why it's important to have joy, which comes from within, which comes from the Holy Spirit, which we'll get into later. But it's super important. There's a difference between knowing happiness and joy. Happiness is based off of your condition, your outward situation. Joy comes from within. So regardless of whatever you're going through, whether if you're dealing with a difficult parent or a difficult student, in my case, in my industry, right? Or if I'm dealing with difficulty internally, if I'm dealing with a bad day in my personal life, I can still have joy knowing that everything is going to be all right. Happiness is based off my emotions on what I'm going through. And so whatever the case may be, whoever's listening and whatever career path that you're looking to go into, understanding that there's a difference between happiness and joy, and realizing that within my purpose, as long as I can be able to have that joy with whatever I'm doing, you'll be able to see things from a different perspective. Perspective is key.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I love what you just said about the difference between happiness and joy. And that's really, purpose is more of a long-term thing, where happiness is more of a pleasure. You know, how can I get something that goes on, you know? My purpose is not having a great meal in life all the time, but I will have a happiness from, you know, a good meal going forward. So that there is quite a bit of difference there.
And I can give you an even better example for the youth, right? So many people, so many young adults, right, find that happiness, whether if it's from sex, mm-hmm. whether it's from drugs, whether it's from alcoholism, right? It's the instant pleasure of those things, right? But failing to realize there are long-term effects that can negatively hurt you, but you don't think about that because you're happy in the moment. That's like me constantly eating cake all the time, right? Right? It's constantly me eating pizza all the time, right? It makes me feel good in the moment because it satisfied my hunger. It satisfied
my— You're making me hungry right now, by the way.
Or drinking sweet tea, right? It quenches my thirst, right? But long term, if I continue to eat that way with that level of consistency, what is going to happen? Health issues, gained weight, right? So often we find ourselves thinking about the now that we're not focused on what happens down the line.
Those of you who are non-Southerners are like, sweet tea, what are y'all talking about?
So, and I'll tell you, look, that's the toughest thing for me, especially McDonald's sweet tea, man.
You're from Salisbury, North Carolina. I figured you would have said Bojangles sweet tea first.
Absolutely not. Oh my goodness. It's not sweet.
I've had sweet tea and dick in a very, very long time. That's a totally different story. On your other summit, you really talked about finding your identity and where you could find there. For those who did not get a chance to see that during that week that we aired that stuff, just give them some highlights of where your story is and how you have helped find your identity in that you related to us on that story.
Yeah. So understanding what identity is, right? When you understand what identity is finding real understanding who you are, right? And whose you are. When you have an understanding of who you are and whose you are, for me, which is Christ, when you really understand who Christ is in your life, you'll be able to have action and thought processes based off of that. The way I live, the way I move, the way I speak is based upon my identity, right? And so the thing is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. When you really understand who you are and having that relationship with Jesus Christ, you'll be able to see things, you'll be able to see people in a different way. Understanding who Christ is, understanding why Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, understanding all these different things helps me to be able to treat you with the level of love, to be able to communicate with you with the level of respect, to be able to follow the purpose that God has given me, right? To be able to do everything that I can to be able to live a righteous life. So understanding what that identity is super important. You'll be able to, with understanding your identity will be able to help you even from an emotional standpoint. You don't find your identity in, okay, man, I'm 34 years old and I'm waiting for somebody to get married to. Oh, my ministry or business is not flourishing the way that I should. But because my identity is in Christ, I trust and believe, you know what? No matter what, I know that God has my best interest at heart. And because I've read the Bible and understand his promises that he'll never leave me nor forsake me, I can continue to move forward and continue to work hard and continue to keep the faith and continue to have my thought process in the right place. Just having your identity in the right place, specifically Christ, is super important. That's the foundation.
I would assume, and I think I know this, that not everyone who listens to this podcast may have any kind of connection or relation to the Christian faith. Maybe they're of something different, or maybe they're non-believers at all. But if they wanted to learn more, that you've sparked an interest in them, where can they go to connect with you so that they can find out, you know, just to learn a little bit more, not to, you know, we're not going to browbeat them, but we'll just share with them some guidance in there. Where can they go?
To my website. You have it up right now, traviswilson.org. Email me. My email is Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Ministries, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S, the number 3@gmail.com. So traviswilsonministries.com, or feel free to DM me via social media. So I have my Instagram is TravisWilson0303. Facebook is Travis Wilson. And then I believe TikTok is TravisWilson0303 as well.
So they can find you in all those locations.
And, yes, sir.
And you doing any book signings? Where can they get your books at?
Yeah. So they can get on my website as well. So go on to TravisWilson.org and under store, and you'll be able to pick up a book from there. Or you can pick up both of my books. So my first one is Let's Go Weekly Devotions for Godly Competition in the Game of Life. My most recent one is Refuse to Lose, How to Win in the Game of Life. You can pick up both via my website or Amazon.
Oh, good. Amazon. We'll put that. And audience, all of the show, the links that Travis just mentioned are going to be in the show notes. So if you're listening, go to your app. You'll see them there. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know the drill. Just look straight down, hit the more button, and you'll find those links there. Travis, thank you for the passion that you bring on helping us kind of have this discussion, this go into this depth discussion on having purpose in life, helping define purpose in life, really using that platform that you have of helping young people find their major in life is really a bigger thing of helping them to find who they are in life.
And absolutely.
I appreciate that so much in there. So thank you for being a part of our show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And audience, thank you for staying with us. Listen, if you've listened to us this long, you obviously found some value in what you're listening to and what you're watching. So please like and share and comment on this podcast. More importantly, share it with someone you know, because you obviously found value and you know someone who needs to hear this message. And so we'll see you again really soon on the Generation Youth Podcast. And there you have it, another impactful episode of the Generation Youth Podcast. To all of our listeners out there, remember to hit that subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform so you can never miss an episode. Want to be a part of the Generation Youth community? Follow us on all of our social media platforms. We'll keep you connected with all of our upcoming episodes and inspiring initiatives. You're not just a listener here. You're a catalyst for change. Together, we're building a future filled with promise, potential, and endless possibilities. This journey is just starting, so keep tuning in, keep growing, and let's continue uplifting our youth one episode at a time. Thank you for joining us today, and until next time, let's keep sparking inspiration and igniting the future.